weekday mornings, 5:30 until 10 o'clock. You can listen to Dave and Darren in the morning on Planet 93.9. You can also, of course, listen to us here as we present the very best of what we got done on our show.
Isn't that very convenient?
These are the top five things that happened on the show. They're presented in numerical order, but we're not here to suggest that the first bit is better than the third bit or the fifth bit. You might like the fourth bit the best.
No, we love all our children.
You can't ask us to pick a favorite. We just, number them because we find it's easier to digest that way. So without any further ado, let's get into it. It's the top five things, and we'll start with...
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one. And this should be obvious.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
There are a myriad of reasons that I will never set foot on a cruise ship. The first and foremost is when my wife went on one a number of years ago.
Well, every time she goes.
She went one time and came back, and it's the sickest I've ever seen her.
Right.
What do they call it? Norovirus? Rhinovirus? What was it? It wasn't fun. It wasn't great. And
it was Nora the Explorer virus.
The Nora Destora Lavora virus. I don't know what it was. But it wasn't great. And then a year later, I mean, she was on death's door, it seemed like. And then a year later, she's like, Courtney wants to go on another cruise. Are you out of your mind?
That would have been a cute little name if you'd had a girl.
What's that?
Nora Lavora.
Yeah, I don't know that would have worked. But maybe. Where was I going with this?
You'll never go on a cruise.
Well, there's that. Stories all the time of people falling off. Although I tend to think those are people that are jumping, right? Let me give you a little secret from the trades.
They all jump.
They all jump. Now there's this. Disturbing allegations from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship where a guy is accused of hiding a camera in the public bathroom and filming more than 150 people who used it. Good morning, Captain Chuck Berry. Where's the Lido deck?
And 149 of them you wouldn't want to see.
Well, you wouldn't want to see anybody go to the bathroom. It says here the number includes dozens of children who traveled aboard the Harmony of the Seas, one of the biggest cruise ships in the world.
Doesn't sound like Harmony to me.
No. Authorities say Jeremy Forias boarded the ship on April 29th.
And the first thing you do when you get on, you're on vacation. You're on vacation. It's the only 2 weeks of vacation you get all year.
Yes.
And the first thing you do, as soon as you get on the boat,
yes,
you haven't even dropped your stuff off in your cabin yet.
Probably not.
You're setting up a camera in the toilet. Come on.
Dave.
What? What?
Haven't even had time to
You haven't even had a drink you've paid for already.
You don't even know what animal they've turned the towels into your room into. Is it a swan?
Yeah, no, you haven't even got to the cabin. You haven't even had a...
Where's that bathroom? Give me that bathroom.
Get that bathroom.
He's just mumbling. Camera and bathroom under his breath the whole time.
I've been planning this. Boarding. Oh my God. I've been planning this for years.
Come aboard. We'll take pics when you poo. The love boat. Gotta get to that bathroom. Authorities say this guy boarded the ship on April 29th. The next day, he hit a Wi-Fi camera in part of the wall above a door that had been removed so repairs could be done. Authorities say he can be seen on footage from the camera re-entering the bathroom.
His own camera.
In order to adjust the angle the next day.
The evidence is his own camera.
On May 1st, a fellow passenger noticed the lens and reported it to the crew. Authorities say that this guy...
And people fight... I mean, I'm sorry, but people put cameras in places they shouldn't and don't get found out for years.
It's true.
This guy...
It's true. This guy didn't make it off the boat.
Didn't make it to the first port. And they found him. How obvious was the camera?
I mean, well, 150 people didn't see it. One guy did. A fellow passenger noticed the lens and reported it to the crew. That's a fun conversation to have. Hey, Julie, Gopher, Doc, I was just using a bathroom, and swear to God, there was a lens over me.
I'd like to start a little conversation with you guys about how this is going to be a free cruise for me.
Hey, I want to get that upgrade.
Who do I talk to about this not cost, like getting my money back?
I'm looking to get that upgrade where I can get all of the coconut drinks I want for free.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'll be sitting at the captain's table tonight.
With a big smile on my
With
face.
With a big smile on my face.
Authorities say Froias pointed the camera at the toilet and connected it to his phone via Wi-Fi.
He's just wandering around the boat, bumping into people because he's so glued to his phone. What a dope. What a dope.
Hey, how come you haven't left your cabin? Why would I leave my cabin?
I'm surprised you didn't fall off the boat.
Now that would be
completely distracted.
That would be the greatest story of all time. If there was footage of this guy looking at his phone, falling into the ocean, and then they realized he was looking at people go to the bathroom
the whole time.
That's a better story, but that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Hours of video were found on a memory card inside the camera when security officers removed it. According to an arrest affidavit, there were videos of at least 40 minors, some as young as 4 or 5. Affidavit here says individuals are seen coming into the bathroom to either use the toilet or to change in or out of swimsuits. Man. His camera captured these individuals in various stages of undress, including capturing videos of their naked genitals, buttocks, and female breasts. He was removed from the ship and arrested on federal charges of video voyeurism and attempted possession of child exploitation material. How'd the cruise go, Gary?
Hey, how was that cruise that you've been talking about for years?
Saved up your whole life to go on this cruise. It ended up in a federal penitentiary.
Oh, that's not right. No.
He had
ended up in a federal penitentiary.
Enjoy your stay, Short Eyes. He had a bail hearing Monday in Puerto Rico and was released to his wife as a third-party custodian on $25,000 bond. Oh, no.
Ta-da.
I need you to come pick me up. I've made some bad choices.
I might have made a huge mistake. Do they still have singles cruises?
Why wouldn't they?
Probably, huh?
He's barred from using the internet or having unsupervised contact with anyone under the age of 18, including his own 2 children.
Well, that's because he's in a penitentiary.
He was released to his wife as the third-party custodian. The wife is saying, I'll take care of him until the trial.
Ugh.
So now he can't see his kids. He also had to surrender his passport. After his arrest, the Florida city of Kissimmee, where he works, he was hired in 2004. He's been working for the city of Kissimmee, Florida, since 2004. Been working full-time as their cybersecurity official. They fired him immediately from that position. Probably a good move. Was the cruise, man? You don't look rested for having just been on a cruise for a week.
Been dreaming about that for years. You didn't take the wife, huh?
Well, maybe she was.
She gets seasick.
Where's Jeremy? I haven't seen him. Why doesn't he come down to eat dinner with us? Oh, he's busy doing some stuff in the cabin. Well,
not the best.
No, it would be. It'd be a much better story. You're right. If he fell off the boat and then just swam right into the propeller, that'd be a much better story.
You get one existence, and this is the one you chose.
Oh, what happened? Well, there goes Jeremy. Should we try and fish him out? What was he doing? Oh, okay, we'll just leave him there. This boat's not going to Puerto Rico itself. Let's get going.
Hit it.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Two.
I have not issued this warning all week, but I'm absolutely going to issue it now. For this next one, everybody, hold on to your cat.
Oh, boy.
Yep. BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed asked people to share secrets from their marriages.
Uh-huh.
They asked people in the BuzzFeed community to tell them their juiciest secrets that they've kept from their spouse.
Oh.
All right. So you're married. You're in this BuzzFeed community. Tell us secrets that you have kept from your spouse.
All right. So you're not telling anything to everyone about your spouse.
No, this is something that you have done.
Refrained.
That you are not going to tell your husband and or wife about.
Not
going
to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll share it here.
Yep. I want you, Darren, to decide which one strikes you as the most bizarre.
All right.
All right. Let's get started with... My partner found a card in my car for a proposal to marry me. Or so she thought. The card was actually meant for another woman I've been also dating for 3 years.
So wait a minute, what? She found a card.
She found a card in my car for a proposal to marry me, or so she thought. The card was actually meant for another woman who I've also been dating for 3 years.
But you're married to this person.
Yeah, but... You were going to marry this other side chick, and you had a card to give her saying, marry me, but this one found it, and you thought, okay, I guess I'll marry you then. That would be easier than trying to explain things.
Oh, okay.
I have never, this next one starts, I have never told my husband that I absolutely hate the 3 kids he has from a previous marriage. I've despised them from the moment I've met them. I can't stand them. They literally disgust me. They are nothing like him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Secrets you've kept from your husband or wife. My husband thinks I finished my bachelor's degree. I did not. I dropped out and faked it for the last semester. That was 5 years ago, and now we're married, and I still haven't told him the truth.
Okay.
My boss got me into online gambling. I lost more than $500 incredibly quickly. And I've kept it a secret from my husband.
Okay.
My wife of 6 years doesn't know that before we met, I used to sleep with men. The experiences were very hot, and I often reminisce about them. Yeah, secrets.
That might be a little more important than I lost $500.
I went through a 6-month period of shoplifting. I wasn't in the best frame of mind, and I just couldn't stop. One time I got caught by security at Target, and thankfully they just let me go. It could have ended much, much worse. My husband would not be okay with this information, and I will never tell him.
I mean, I understand why some of these people aren't telling people this.
I posed for Playboy when I was 18, and I kept it a secret from my husband for years. One day, I finally told him. It's not something that comes up in conversation very naturally. He didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, congratulations.
I've been lying to my husband about my eye color for our entire relationship. He has poor eyesight and couldn't originally tell that I wear ultra-realistic prescription color contacts. I've worn color contacts for about 10 years and only take them off to shower and give my eyes a break. We've been married for 5 years now, and he still doesn't know that this isn't my actual eye color.
I don't think he would care.
My spouse and I quit smoking together soon after we started dating back in 2013. But I've been secretly vaping for almost 2 years now. I know it's absolutely horrible for me, and I think my husband would be really upset and disappointed if I told him. So I've been keeping it a secret. I was sleeping with the rabbi who married my husband and me.
Yeah, see, I think some of these are just, they're at different levels. Other than I'm lying about my eye color or I vape a little bit. I slept with the rabbi.
I was sleeping with the rabbi who married my husband and me. My husband's Jewish and I'm Catholic, so his family rabbi wouldn't perform the ceremony. I called my previous boyfriend, who happened to be an Orthodox rabbi, to perform the ceremony.
Oh, God.
My husband's family never figured out how I managed to find a rabbi to perform our ceremony. Secrets that we keep from our spouses. Again, these are people in the BuzzFeed community.
Not slept with.
Mm-hmm.
Been sleeping with.
All right, now it's time to firmly hold on to the cat.
All right, hold on to your cat.
I've slept with all three of my wife's sisters multiple times, and she doesn't know about it yet. I also have a secret child with her oldest sister.
Oh, boy.
She'd kill me if she even heard a rumor about it.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's a little more, a lot more to take in than lying about a semester of college.
A while ago, things got so bad finance-wise that we couldn't pay the bills for a month. My significant other was working 13-hour days every day, and I wasn't getting any shifts at work. My parents couldn't help us, so I became a cam model. I earned over $100 in less than an hour, and it paid off our food for that month. I only half-stripped, and I chatted a lot about innocent stuff, but I feel weird about it, and I know that he would feel totally betrayed, and I hate the fact that other men saw what only he should get to see.
Cam model.
Yeah. Here's one. I'll never tell my wife, but I regularly fantasize about her mom while I pleasure myself.
Yeah, I keep that to myself.
That's not something I would share.
No.
You shouldn't share it with us, dude.
No.
Oh, that's not right. No.
The perfume I got from my wife, I got for her because it smells like my ex-girlfriend. For the record, it's because it smells awesome, but she wouldn't be down with that explanation.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm pretty sure I'm unhappy with her, but every time I try to bring it up, she ends up getting upset and we just fight. I really care about her family, though.
What? What was that last bit?
I'm pretty sure I'm unhappy with her, but every time I try to bring it up, she ends up getting upset and we just fight.
Bring what up?
The fact that he's not happy with her.
Huh. Yeah, that's, you got a situation there.
That's a sitch. Secrets that we keep from our spouses. Two more. My wife used to have an issue with wetting the bed when she was a teenager, and she thinks she's grown out of it. Now, whenever she wets the bed and I wake up first, I pee the bed too. And I tell her it was all me. What a loving thing to do.
How totally selfless.
I made out with my husband's older brother and sister while he was in the other room. I'll never tell him what happened.
And sister.
All right, last one. I do have one more. My wife doesn't know that I know her secret.
Mm.
This is a little twist.
Yeah.
She's got a secret
that
he knows.
I know it.
But she doesn't know that he knows. So this is her secret that he knows.
This is my upper hand here.
My wife doesn't know that I know her secret. When we first started dating, it was long distance. One time she visited me for 4 days, but I had to work during one of the days. Mm-hmm. While I was gone, she had to take a dump, but the clogged toilet was really bad. The dump clogged the toilet really badly. She couldn't get it to plunge and was freaking out, so she went to the kitchen and got a fork and a plastic bag and dug her turds out of the bowl and threw everything in the dumpster out back. She called her friend panicking, and the friend thought it was hilarious. Years later, the friend told me all about it. I find it funny, but I don't want to embarrass her, so I'll never tell her that I know.
I don't know that we needed to know either.
I wonder if you're right. I wonder if this is being kept as some sort of upper hand.
Well, it's not that. I mean, it's...
You get in a fight and then it's like, I know you dug your turds out of my toilet bowl with a plastic fork.
Okay. Okay.
So of all of these, Darren,
yeah,
which one do you think was the most disturbing? Which one is the most worthy of two hands on the cat?
Well, I tend to think the person who slept with multiple times with every sister and has a secret child.
It's hard to top that one.
I mean,
that's not bad.
I mean, that's
hard to top.
I think that probably even beats out the person sleeping with the rabbi.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Or men before.
I mean, a lot of these are all pretty messed up. But yeah, having a slept with
child,
all of your sister-in-laws.
All her sisters.
Yes. Yes, so I have, and we have a secret family.
Oh, boy. That's not good for anyone.
No.
Three.
All right, number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Starbucks has rolled out a new product called the Olive Oil Coffee. Does this do anything for you? Never. Coffee with olive oil in it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What would be the point of this? Olive Oil Coffee, something that they've launched a range of drinks. I guess this makes more sense that they would have rolled this out at their locations in Italy. So if you're in Italy at a Starbucks...
Yeah.
Help yourself to something called oleato, which combines coffee with olive oil. It's also, by the way, something you can get at stores here in the States if you're in Chicago, Seattle, or New York City. So you can't get olive oil coffee at Starbucks.
Or just bring your olive oil with you.
Is that something people do?
I wonder if that's something... I suppose that's the sort of thing that you... heard Popeye from time to time saying, I'm having coffee with olive oil.
What are you
doing right now? I'm having coffee with olive oil.
You know, I'll tell you my favorite part of that Popeye the Sailor Man. It was one of my favorite cartoons growing up, because half the show is just him muttering under his breath. It's such a great concept for a character. He'll say, I'm strong to the finish because I beat my speech.
Yes, you can understand
but,
that.
But a lot of it, it's just like, I can't believe I got to like just inaudible muttering to himself. And I find I do that a lot where I'll just mutter to myself under my breath and I think, is this because I spent so much time watching Popeye as a kid?
The mutterings of a madman.
Yeah, like he's losing his mind.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes him such an intriguing character. To watch Popeye the Sailor Man is to watch a man battle not only Bluto, but his own sanity.
Every waking minute.
And a lot of his problems in the cartoons, he's got those nephews, Popeye, Peepeye, and Poopeye. And they drive him crazy. Do you remember the cartoon where they won't let him sleep at night?
Yeah.
Because they want to play horns the whole time, and he keeps opening the door, and they just keep playing the horn.
They think they're Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right? And then there's the one where he's trying to sleep, and there's a fly in the house, and he's just got a shotgun, and he's just trying to...
That's like Durango.
It is. It is. Maybe that's where Durango got the idea.
Could be.
Yeah, Popeye the Sailor Man is... just the greatest cartoon because you're watching a guy go through it, man. Yeah, this is
self-destruction.
He's not a hero that is in charge of his own existence. He's at the whims of every crazy person he deals with. He's got one buddy that won't pay for hamburgers in a timely fashion. He's got another guy who just exists, a giant beast of a man who exists just to pummel him all the time.
Constantly just questioning what's going on in this world.
How did I fall for this?
just constantly muttering under his breath how disappointed he is in everybody.
I told you what you mean.
Oh, it's just the greatest. So the Starbucks coffee. I'm sorry. Anytime I get a chance to talk about Popeye the Sailor Man, I'm going to take it. The problem is introducing olive oil to coffee. There are some side effects that maybe weren't intended by the good people at Starbucks. And I think you know where this is going.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
In February, Starbucks launched...
I'll take it black.
This range of drinks with coffee and olive oil. There's three flavors. There's the Golden Foam Cold Brew, the Cafe Latte, and the Oleato Iced Shaken Espresso.
I'm dealing with a lot of Golden Foam right now.
Each beverage is doused with extra virgin olive oil. It gives your drink, they say here, a sweet and lush flavor and makes it velvety smooth. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, maybe a little too smooth. After the drinks,
little teeth smooth.
After the drinks launched, people who tried them took to social media to describe an unintended side effect.
How did you not see this coming?
Prompt races to the bathroom. People who've enjoyed the drinks have reported bowel problems, stomach aches, vomiting, and, of course,
diarrhea.
Luckily, when I went to the bathroom at a Starbucks, there was a Starbucks inside the bathroom.
They say there's a good amount of caffeine in these beverages.
Yeah.
A grande drink in the line ranges from 170 megagrams to 255 megagrams.
And you pair that up with... pair that up with oil.
So you've got 170 to 255 milligrams of caffeine. 255 milligrams of caffeine, just to give you some idea of what we're talking about, a Monster Energy drink has 79.
That should do it.
Because it's coffee, that part isn't surprising. The fact that there's caffeine, we get it. But the fat content in it is another story. They say the fat content in these drinks, through the roof. Fat is an essential nutrient and adds plenty of flavor to your food. You cut the fat, you cut the flavor. But if you're just drinking it, well, it can get your gastrointestinal system working into overdrive. Because caffeine also stimulates gut contractions. So you've got gut contractions multiplied by a factor of...
makes sense.
Goose grease going on in you. Coffee contains acid, which boosts a hormone made in your stomach called gastrin. So you've got all the muscle contractions that are there to move waste along your GI tract. High levels of that hormone would lead to...
working overtime.
Yes. And then you add olive oil to the mix, and things are going to get messy in a hurry. So if you're in Chicago and somebody offers you an olive oil coffee, just,
don't go for a long walk.
It's not the time to go for a long walk to the bean.
You think you have a crap job?
Maybe we'll walk up to Navy Pier.
Why did he jump in the lake?
He had to.
For reasons. They say if you're worried about how your stomach's going to react to these olive oil Starbucks drinks, quote, set up a game plan to test it out.
But again, as I mentioned, not just a game plan, a good plan.
Start by trying a small amount of olive oil-infused coffee, and they say drink it slowly. Also, it's a good idea to try to eat a meal or a snack with it, too, to help minimize the potential negative effects.
Maybe a big block of cheese.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat some SpaghettiOs right out of the can. This will end well. They say if you're curious about the new Starbucks Oleato line, give it a go, but make sure you're near a bathroom just in case.
You'll give it a go, all right.
There is fun in the water, Darren.
But there's danger, too.
Dig.
Four.
I got a Florida man story for you, and this one's a doozy. I'm reading here from the Miami New Times. It's the stuff of nightmares, they say. This is a Naomi Feinstein piece in the Miami New Times. It's the stuff of nightmares. Imagine it's 5 a.m. and you hear faint rustling noises coming from your downstairs bathroom.
Okay.
You come down to inspect what's going on. And when you open the creaking door to the dimly lit lavatory, you see holes in your wall getting progressively bigger.
Uh-oh.
Someone is trying to claw their way into your apartment.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, a part of a man's hand comes into view. A stranger's dusty, wiggling finger pokes through your apartment wall in the early morning hours as he tries to rip a hole into your bathroom. He's frantic. He's irrational. He's knee-deep in some desperately dark stuff, possibly involving tainted cocaine and some kinky roleplay. And it's about to breach that barrier and spill into your world. Unfortunately for occupants at an apartment in the Miro Brickell building, this was no bad dream. It's what went down last week as a man from a neighboring unit tried to rip into their downstairs bathroom. A video posted on a social media page captured part of the incident, and it gave viewers a taste of the Kafka-esque encounter. Initially, the caption indicated that there may have been a kidnapping. A witness states 8 people were kidnapped in Brickell, the caption read. Video shows them trying to escape and asking for help through a connecting wall of the apartment next door. Turns out no one was kidnapped. No one was trying to escape their captor. The story is infinitely weirder. Around 5:30 in the morning on May 3rd, officers from the Miami Police Department arrived at the Miro building after a tenant reported a man tried to rip into her bathroom wall. She told police an unknown person was tearing through and asking for help. When police went next door to get to the bottom of the madness, they were told by the group inside that it was a rented Airbnb. Upon being interviewed, the man who'd been clawing at the wall stated that he was a frequent user of cocaine and must have taken a bad rock that gave him hallucinations and caused him to be paranoid. He stated he locked himself inside the downstairs bathroom with the light off, and that caused him to panic. I tell you what, when you're having some sort of cocaine-induced paranoia, locking yourself in a room is the last thing you need to do.
Probably.
Turning off the lights, you might think it'll calm you down. It will not. He told police he had asked to be locked in a separate bathroom upstairs because he was having a bad trip. That's where police initially encountered him. He was confined inside, with a blanket wrapped around the bathroom door handle and tied at one end to an outside closet. A second man inside the apartment told the cops that the coked-up gentleman enjoys being locked up due to a sexual role-play scenario that he likes to engage in. The witness cited role-play as the reason the man was willing to be confined again in the upstairs bathroom after the experience downstairs. So, wait a minute. He wants to be locked up in the downstairs bathroom. He starts to freak out. He claws his way into another apartment.
Uh-huh.
Then he goes upstairs and is like, lock me in another bathroom now. While the cops are on their way to the apartment, he's like, okay, that one's over. Is there any other bathrooms you can lock me in?
Boy.
The New Times reached out to the contacts listed on the police report. One individual declined to comment, while others did not pick up the phone or denied being present during this episode.
Yeah, you need to find a new hobby, a new activity.
Woodworking would be good for you. Three women inside the apartment, when the police came knocking, told police they were unaware that there were other people inside the apartment. They claimed their friend, who was not present, had rented the Airbnb and given them the entry code. The Miami police kicked everyone out of the unit and documented the property damage for the shaken neighbor, but no one got arrested. After Miami Fire Rescue treated the bad trip wall ripper on the scene, he refused to be transported to a medical facility. Okay, I got out of that room.
Now what?
What else you got for me? I'm pretty gacked up right now. Not gonna lie. My sexual foreplay is I like to be locked in bathrooms.
And tearing up drywall.
It's a very specific fetish that I have. Yep. That's your Florida Man story for today.
Florida.
They find new ways to entertain us, you know it?
Wore my fingernails down to the nub.
Number five.
Number five.
When's the last time you went to the movies? Was it 80 for Brady?
Yes. And before that, it was Jaws.
My wife's the reissue of Jaws.
Well, yes.
Not 1975.
No. Although it had been a while.
My wife watched, she had the 80 for Brady on the other day.
Yeah.
Because it's on streaming now.
Yeah.
I think it's on Paramount.
Yeah. She bail?
He said, well, this is what it's very different, her and I. When I watch a movie, I want to watch the movie from start to finish.
Yeah.
My wife often will pick movies based on how likely is this movie to get me to fall asleep.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which it drives me crazy. But she selected the 80 for Brady, thinking that was going to get her to fall asleep. Uh-huh. And I said, well, did it do the trick? She said, no, I had to turn it off because it was so bad it was keeping me up.
Giving me nightmares.
If it's a movie that doesn't interest her at all, then she can fall asleep to it. But if it's particularly bad
and jarring, and
it's just bothering you how terrible the movie is. Yeah. There's another one of these movies where Jane Fonda and three other people are going on some sort of road trip. Have you seen this?
Yes. And it's called, is that out yet?
I think it's out. Is it this weekend? We'll talk to Mike Schultz tomorrow about all the movies he's seen, including
it's like the same characters from 80 for Brady, although they like switch out one person. Like they trade Sally Field for Candace Bergen or something.
Well, I think it's Candace Bergen, Mary Steen.
Okay. Maybe I thought they just traded one out.
No, I think they swapped out everybody with Fonda.
Okay.
But it seems like Fonda's just doing her, you know, her gimmick. where?
What do you mean? Protesting the war?
No. Not that. It just seems like she's doing her Jane Fonda routine that she does in movies these days. Who else is with? It's Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
Yeah, and Diane Keaton, why do all of her characters wear the same clothes? It's always like that big hat.
Listen, it worked for Annie Hall. Why change it?
Well, like, does she just show up to work in her own clothes?
As Annie Hall.
No one has a problem with that? She's the same, unless she's in Godfather 2 or 3.
I think she wore.
She's the same person.
I think she wore like a business business suit in Baby Boom.
Okay, yeah, I do remember
that. Was only during work hours.
And this movie's called Book Club, The Next Chapter. I wasn't aware there was a first chapter.
But
Chapter 2.
But they take it on the road?
They go to Italy. Uh-huh, because I guess Jane Fonda's character is getting married, so they decide, let's have a bachelorette party in Italy.
Did you see where Robert De Niro had a baby the other day?
I did see that. 79 years
79.
Old. 79. Mm-hmm. And it's his seventh or eighth kid, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if when the kid starts talking, is Bobby De Niro like, are you talking to me, baby? Are you talking to me? It looks like you're talking to me, baby. Probably did that with all of his kids, or at least one of them, wouldn't you think? Just the law of averages? While we're talking about movies, an announcement made yesterday that they are finally going to be making Beetlejuice 2.
Huh.
They've been talking about Beetlejuice 2 forever.
Well, I guess if you're Michael Keaton, you can dress up and you don't really look any older, do you?
I hadn't thought of that.
How old is Beetlejuice in the first one supposed to be?
Well, I mean, he's dead.
Okay,
so,
dead.
Yeah, that helps. Dead. Yeah. Well, he's reprising his role as Batman in the new Flash movie. And that, honestly, it looks great. The previews look fantastic for that. And in the previews I've seen, he says, "I'm Batman." And then he says, "Do you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts." He says his lines.
Ah.
It looks great. But as Batman, he just puts on the costume. He could be 80 years old. We don't need to know.
Yeah, right.
He kind of looks the same as he did in 1989 when the original Batman came out. I think I will end up going to see that Flash movie if just to see Michael Keaton as Batman. But consider this. His next two movies are Batman and Beetlejuice. It's 2023.
When are they going to revisit Working Stiffs?
Oh.
I mean, Jim Belushi's still alive.
Working Stiffs? I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
No.
Oh, it was...
You're not talking about Night Shift, are you?
No. No, it was a television show. I think it was like one season.
Oh, I don't remember.
Might have been
that.
Like 1979.
Okay.
1980.
Okay.
It was I thought it was funny at the time. I don't know if I saw it now. If it holds up. If it would translate.
Beetlejuice 2 officially in the works at Warner Brothers. And Jenna Ortega will be starring as Winona Ryder's daughter in Beetlejuice 2.
Makes sense.
It makes all the sense in the world because Jenna Ortega was so great in that Wednesday show that was also done by Tim Burton.
Sure.
My question is, they let us know that the Lydia character, played by Winona Ryder, will be the mom, and Winona Ryder is in the movie, Beetlejuice 2, along with Michael Keaton. Who's the dad?
Is it Alec Baldwin again?
Well, no, Alec Baldwin's a ghost. Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis are ghosts.
They're ghosts, too?
Yeah.
Okay,
they don't like
the movie.
Yeah, they live in the attic, and they're not okay with people living in their house, so they try to scare them away, and when their scaring doesn't work, then they hire Beetlejuice to do the scaring.
Oh, that's the see. I never saw the movie.
It's fine. It's enjoyable.
I mean, I've seen bits, but I guess I didn't get the gist of it.
Yeah, the gist is that Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin are ghosts who are excited to spend eternity together in the house.
And Winona Ryder's a ghost?
No, Winona Ryder's a teenage girl at that time who moves into the house.
Okay,
but she's kind of a little goth. You know,
yeah, so she's down with it.
She digs the fact that there's ghosts and whatnot.
Gotcha.
And you know who's great in it too? Who's great in everything is Catherine O'Hara. She's the mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you got a lot of people that can.
Now Jeffrey Jones is the dad. He will not be in Beetlejuice 2. I can figure
rough
that out.
Stuff.
He's he made some bad choices. Not able to be in the movie. So, yeah, we don't know who the dad is going to be of this Jenna Ortega character. My fear is Beetlejuice the dad? Did Winona Ryder do some sort of ghost hump? Is that what we're going to find out? That doesn't seem okay. Does she fall in love with Beetlejuice?
It's edgy. I like it.
Danny Elfman is going to be doing the music for Beetlejuice 2, like he's done before. He said that he's working on this. It's very exciting to return to that world. Everybody else has to play the next generation except for Michael Keaton. I mean, he's still like really fit and really active and really on it. And with the Beetlejuice makeup, I can't even imagine it's going to look like he's changed practically at all.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's Beetlejuice 2 will be at your favorite movie theater. It says here September of next year. So they're getting to work. They must be getting to work on filming this pretty quick.
Sure.
If they've already announced a September 6, 2024 release date.
Gotta make it happen.
Beetlejuice 2. Okay. I don't hate the idea. I mean, it's good casting. And if the it better be a good idea for a movie if you've waited 30 years to make it, right?
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, that was a journey.
How about it?
I feel like I've grown.
Twists and turns.
Uh-huh. I learned a lot, and I feel like the world is a different place now that we've gone through this together. Thanks for downloading.
It's a strange new world.
Dave and Darren's top five things. You've downloaded it. You've listened to it. Hopefully you're subscribing to it. If you get a chance, tell your friends. And we'd love for you to enjoy the show as it happens live every morning at Planet 93.9 and Planet939.com.
Because we do it live.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Till we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, you kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I'm done. Do what you want. Pull the plug. Hasta la vista, suckers.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.